Welcome to the Excel Pod.
Welcome to Scripture Spotlight, where the text is the star of the show. I'm Garrett.
I'm Corey.
And we are starting Season 2 of Scripture Spotlight, diving into a new book. We finished 1 Peter the last time we were together, and so we are starting the book of Philippians today. Philippians was a book that is obviously written by Paul, and it's written to the church at Philippi. But before we get into the text of Philippians, we kind of wanted to give an overview and some context about the church, about why it was written, and some of the beginnings. So we'll actually back up in Acts to where the church began. Where in Acts do we need to be?
Acts 16 is where the congregation had its beginning. Philippi is a city in Macedonia, which is modern-day Greece, and this is the gospel going from Asia into Europe when it reaches over into this part of the world. So there's a shift in Acts 16 to using pronouns like we instead of they, which shows that Luke has joined up with Paul and Silas and Timothy in all of this. But Philippi was about 10 miles from Neapolis, the same general area where Thessalonica was. Philippi was a Roman colony that was named after Alexander the Great's dad. It became a Roman colony in 31 BC, which means that it had freedom and a lack of taxes, and you could own land fully, and it was independent of the provincial government. It's interesting because if you'll look down, read for us, Garrett, if you would, read Acts 16 and verse 9.
Acts 16, 9 says, "A vision appeared to Paul in the night. A man of Macedonia was standing and appealing to him and saying, 'Come over to Macedonia and help us.'"
Okay, so he does. He gets over there, and he's trying to figure out where, as Paul would always do, where are people that are believers in God gathering? And what he finds out is that they were meeting near the river, which was interesting because to have a synagogue, you had to have 10 men who were heads of households. So evidently, there were not 10 households of Jews, or at least 10 households that had men
with them. Small gathering that was still
a small gathering, and an open air area near the river would have been a good place. So small number of Jewish men, maybe even unfaithful Jewish men, and that's why it was Lydia and the women that we see here. But Lydia is of particular note. Her home city was Thyatira, which is a province there, and she's a seller of fabrics, and purple dye was really expensive back then. It was the color that was worn by royalty and people that were very wealthy and that type of thing. So she must have had a nice, profitable business. But if you would, read verse 15 for us.
Yeah, when she, this is Lydia, when she and her household had been baptized, she urged us, saying, "If you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come into my house and stay." And she prevailed upon us.
So since she prevailed upon us means she, we didn't want to, but she won the argument, you know. And
she insisted.
She insisted, that's right. And if you look on down at verse 40, read verse 40 of Acts 16.
Verse 40 says, "They were brought out of the prison and entered the house of Lydia, and when they saw the brethren, they encouraged them and departed."
So the brethren, or the church, was meeting at Lydia's house. So it must have been a nice house. So she was a worshiper of God, kind of like Cornelius, you know, was in that regard. The verse 15, the house, her whole household was baptized, anyone that would have been the age to be baptized. Then, after the story of Lydia, read verse 16 for us.
Of Acts 15?
Yes, Acts 16.
Okay, Acts 16, 15.
No, Acts 16:16.
Okay, sorry. Acts 16:16. It says, it happened that as we were going to the place of prayer, a slave girl having a spirit of divination met us and bringing her masters much profit by fortune telling.
Yeah, so there's this slave girl who was possessed by a spirit, and she was a money maker for her master because of that. Literally translated, by the way, it's python spirit. She had a python spirit. So you imagine a python, how it just grabs a hold of you and squeezes you. So in some way, it caused her to be able to tell the fortune. And she starts hollering and whatnot. Verse 18, you'll notice Paul gets annoyed with her and casts the spirit out. And the problem then arises, because then her master was tore up in verse 19 because he couldn't make any money off of her. So he drags them before the authorities. They didn't have a proper hearing. They illegally beat Paul and Silas with many blows down in verse 23. But I say illegally because they hadn't been convicted of any crime at this point. So they were securely guarded, and this is when we have the Philippian jailer. You know, they're at midnight. They're singing, they're praying, and all of those kinds of things. And everyone's listening. There's this big earthquake. It's down at verse 26. He thought that suicide would be a better alternative. And so he's going to commit suicide. They stop him. He asks them what they must do. And they end up at his house. And he baptizes him and his whole family. So that's the beginning of the church in Rome, with Lydia's household and the Philippian jailer's household, and of course all the people that was there that would have been included in those two households. But again, that's where it all began. Maybe seems like simple steps, but how do you plant a congregation? Well, you meet people that are interested in spiritual things, and you teach them about Jesus. And you meet people that are having a crisis, and you teach them about Jesus.
Yeah, it is a simple start, but, you know, the Lord gave us a simple gospel that is understandable, and one that is appealing to people. And so you've got this big group of people here that are just recently baptized and on fire about Jesus. So you tell them, they tell others, and, you know, that's the design of the gospel. So, you know, it's a very biblical beginning to a church, maybe not, I don't know, miraculous and glamorous or something like that, like you read in Acts 2, where there's thousands at one time. But that's the design. That's, you know, carrying out the Great Commission. So that's where all this gets started. Okay, so that is the beginning in Acts chapter 16, if you want to read that again in your own time, of this beginning of the Philippian church. And that church is going to continue to grow and to be established. And we'll get into Paul's letter to the Philippian church tomorrow in the book of Philippians that we read about in Scripture. We hope that you'll be excited about that, ready to learn and dive into this new study as we begin that tomorrow on Scripture Spotlight, where the text is the star of the show.